Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now, these podcasts are focusing on depression, but it is pretty obvious to most, including me, that anxieties, though not quite the same, are related. But how exactly? There is an obvious contrast between the almost infinite variety of anxieties in their various forms with the simplicity of a depression. Think of the difference between a volcanic eruption and a flood caused by inadequate drainage and too much rain. Anxieties are the volcano and depression is the flood. Both are caused by extreme pressure, but while a volcano is more spectacular and will manifest in more ways, ash, dust, flames, ground, fissures and so on, all spread variably over the land, a flood is quieter, less differentiated, but can do at least as much damage. When thinking about anxieties, therefore, my first observation is that you should understand them as deriving primarily from an oversensitive and so malfunctioning amygdala. This is the part of the brain where the flight or fight response is located. In other words, from a trauma of some kind. These will then transform into many and varied manifestations depending on the circumstances of the original trauma and how successful or not our attempts to live with the trauma. These manifestations are only limited by the variance of human experience, to include phobias of all kinds, avoidance around social situations, around performance and so on, and fears of panic, which of course will often accompany the anxiety and so fuel it. Always though, in my experience, there is trauma, which can be seen as the force pushing the volcano to erupt. Clearly, this must be cleared early on, and this is invariably the key to recovery. And recovery should focus on this rather than to get too caught up at the beginning in all of the detail of the particular manifestation and worry and projection and so on. A depression, by contrast, is a specific form of mental distress caused by excess worrying, which leads to exhausting overdreaming, which then collapses motivation and self-confidence. And just as most floods look the same, i.e. water everywhere, so depression will have much more similarities than anxieties. And while trauma can be present in feeding a depression, it is not always the case. Finally, and as with anxieties, one should definitely not get caught up too early on with the depression's particular trigger, be it the birth of a child or the death of a loved one or the loss of a job and so on. Yes, it can be important to deal with these, but only within the broad understanding of the central role of rumination and excess dreaming.